And opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You're listening to KFAR Radio. Our phone number is 458-TALK, 458-8255. We are at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. Today's a Wednesday. On a Wednesday, I usually have an interesting Fairbanksan, pioneer, local legend, maybe a nefarious character. But today, I've got Courtney with KO Productions, who's putting on the Women's Affair. So, Courtney, welcome, and maybe we could say you're a nefarious character. How you doing?
I prefer legend, but thank you. I'm good.
You know, you can go either way. You know, we'll check some boxes off for you.
Awesome.
So you put on unique events, KO Productions, you and your partner Haley.
Yep, we do.
When did you start in this quest, this business?
I started working for KO back in 2010. I worked for Chris Knutson, and then Haley started a couple years after I did, and we purchased the business from her in 2017.
Congratulations. Wow.
Thank you.
You know, so you had a very good operational standpoint of what's going to be there.
Yep.
You knew what to do, how it was. You do, right now in Fairbanks, you do five shows a year or six?
Five in Fairbanks, one in Wasilla.
And how long have you been doing the Women's Affair? Which is this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yep. Well, I mean, Chris started it long before I started working for her. I don't actually know the exact year off the top of my head, but I've been doing it since the beginning and since my beginning with KO, and it was already a well-established event. Chris definitely set us up for success. She had an awesome business model and some great shows already rolling for us when we bought it.
So you start on Friday.
Yes, Friday night's the wine tasting.
And what time's that start at?
It's at 6 o'clock from 6 to 9, and it's sponsored by Robinson & Ward CPAs and mm-hmm. Wines by Odom.
Okay. Two very good groups there.
Yeah.
And then Saturday, you're open from 10 to 5 p.m.
Yep.
And then on Sunday, you're open from 11 to 5 p.m. And what is the cost to get through the door if you're over 12?
So for the wine tasting, tickets are $30 or $15 if you want a non-alcoholic ticket. And those tickets include, obviously the wine tasting tickets include wine, the non-wine includes soda, and then everything includes appetizers and a weekend pass to come back to the show. And there's Friday night only door prizes, and all the vendors will be open for business so you can shop your way through. But it is only from 6 to 9, so we know that's not enough time if you're standing in line for the wines, too, to make sure and see all the vendors. And that's why we give passes to come back Saturday or Sunday so you can finish your shopping.
And then have a second round.
Yeah, exactly. And then Saturday and Sunday, it's $5 for adults. Kids 12 and under are free. And Sunday is free for military with ID or anyone that brings two cans of food for the food bank.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
And you have presentations.
Yes. Saturday, we have free seminars.
From 11 to 11:55, sleep and brain health.
Yep, that's Dr. Brewster from White Spruce Medical, and I think that's going to be a popular one.
Yeah, Fairbanks, I'm going to read the verbiage here. It says, understand a foundational explanation of sleep. The sleep cycles, what our brain imaging reveals, hormones that are emitted, and its importance to the body. The details of the changes of all the above as we age. Review natural ways to improve sleep via the foundations of health, which is with food, water, and exercise. And the different supplements and botanical herbs that can help support the body and heal itself. So, hey.
Yeah.
And you have, you know, Dr. Brewster, very well known at White Spruce Medical. Very good. Then, now here's my favorite. From noon to 12:55. Check your engine light.
Yeah.
Why does it come on? Why is it flashing? Can I ignore it? No. Will it go off by itself? No. How do I get checked and feel confident that I am being told the truth? By Susan Carey Thorman. Wow, of Napa. Wow.
Yeah.
You know, it. You learn at a young age, they don't write themselves. You know, it just doesn't, that balding tire doesn't get any better. And there you go. So
I have had a couple of frustrating incidences where I swear there was a light on, and then I take it in to get checked, and they say there's nothing wrong. I mean, that's happened to me, so I decided my car just healed itself. But eventually the light would come back on, and then I'd get it addressed, and it would do it for the dealership, and they would, you know.
Bill you?
Yeah, for sure. One time that happened where I took it in twice before the warranty ran out, and mm-hmm. both times they said there was no problem, and then it happened again right after the warranty ran out, and I got billed full price.
And now they even have sensors in your tires to let you know that your left one is down 3 pounds of pressure or things like that. I'm looking at this going, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
Really? Come on now. I better take this over to Alyeska Tire or someone like that and let them have fun with it. But then at 1 o'clock, you have a presentation, Music and Dementia. Music has a capacity to reawaken the essence of who we are and provide us with joy. For those with some form of dementia, it can reconnect to a part of themselves, what they have not experienced in a long time. Let's explore this. That's with Joan Adams, Alzheimer's Resource of Alaska. That's a good, you know, I'm getting of that age.
I've heard that. I have heard that about music, and I think that that's a real fascinating thing, especially having, you know, loved ones with some form of dementia.
That's why I listen to 96.9 The River. In my car, I fight off that dementia. And I get reminded of high school and college songs that I used to like and boogie to. So what the heck? Then we go down the mystic way. At 2 to 2:55, you have the psychic gift. Do I have a message for you? The spirit world already knows who I see, and they may speak to me in dreams before the seminar and while we're in the room together. Every reading is unique. So come and see if there's a message and or answer for you. That's by Kim Brower of Angel Consulting.
Yep, that's always a popular one. She draws a big crowd every year.
How could it not? You know, you got a mystic in the room.
I know.
You know, let's see what, you know, let's see what's on my agenda here that I don't know, but tell me what it is.
Yep.
And then here's one that's probably expanding. CBD 101. Learn the science of CBD, understand the benefits, and be an informed consumer. Attendees will be entered into a raffle for free CBD product. And that's by Monique Daigle, your CBD store of Fairbanks. And CBDs are legal.
Yep. It's all federally legal, and I'm personally a big fan. I think it's great stuff.
What is it? I've never had it. What does a CBD do?
Well, I think there's a bunch of different uses for it. If you have it in creams and stuff, it's good for like muscle relaxation. And
I'm a Bengay guy.
I've heard, I heard it has anti-inflammatory effects, so it could help with like headaches and stuff. I like it because it's kind of calming. It's like I had some last night before bed because I tend to not sleep during show week. I get a little stressed out, and I have a hard time turning the voices off in my head at night. So I had
shutting
some,
down.
Yeah, I had some before bed, and I slept great last night.
You know, we used to call it when I was a kid growing up playing baseball. Your first 2 weeks, your arm was, you know, sore because you hadn't used it in a while. So we called Bengay Benji. Give me the Benji. I need the Benji. What the heck? Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We're at 458-TALK, 458-8255. And when we come back, we are going to give away a few free day passes. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
I'm but a humble septic tank. I spend my entire life buried in my family's yard. No pressing schedule, no busy social life, and I like that just fine. I work much harder come the holidays visiting family and friends, you see. I have no need for calendars. My family marks my one important social obligation each year on their calendar. When Bigfoot Pumpin' Thorn pumps me out, just once a year helps me live longer and serve my family much better.
Since 1983, Access Alaska has been a private, nonprofit, consumer-controlled organization providing independent living services to people who experience a disability. As an independent living center, their mission is to encourage and promote the total integration of people who experience a disability as well as Alaskan elders living independently in the community of their choice. That's Access Alaska, opening doors to independence. For more info, log on to accessalaska.org.
This message is brought to you by the radio station at 529 Fifth Avenue.
Weather brought to you by the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks. Your eyes connect you to your world. Care for them with the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks, your eye health professionals on Mini Street.
KFAR weather.
Mainly clear today with daytime highs approaching 49. South winds around 5 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet tonight. Lows level off around 22. Tomorrow, high of 50. Mainly cloudy skies Friday with a high of 52. 54 Saturday. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have one of the owners of KO Productions in here. Courtney, how you doing?
Good.
Are you ready to give away a ticket?
Yeah.
First person who calls, 458-TALK, 458-8255. Now, if you're a guy, this is what I want you to remember. If you gave this for your wife, girlfriend, or female friend, you're going to look good. You're going to be a stud.
Absolutely.
So I've got five to give away. So, hey, first five who call, get it. Is that okay with you, Courtney?
Yep.
Okay.
Definitely.
You know, I've been to this event. I've enjoyed the event. I've learned a lot through the event. And there's something for everyone.
There is. There's all sorts of information, but it's a... So these tickets we're giving away right now are for Saturday and Sunday. Mm-hmm. But Friday night, the wine tasting, is a perfect date night. And there's going to be two tables that are not just wine. They're assorted beers and seltzers and stuff. So it's not, you don't have to just be a wine drinker to come to the wine tasting. It's a lot of fun. And then, guys, on Saturday and Sunday, if you do come, there's a beer garden. Yeah. So you can just hang out in the beer garden while your wife shops and score some major points.
You know, I wanted to bring that up, and thank God for the beer garden, because you've moved it outside of, you've moved it more internally where you can access it now. It was before... You know, in a room far, far away.
Well, the home show, it was in the middle of the arena.
I really liked that.
I know. That was really awesome. Unfortunately, it just moved out there because we had a cancellation in the main arena. So we did that to fill the spot. It worked wonderfully. But for the other shows, the outdoor show and then this weekend's Woman's Affair, it is in a side room. But it's not far, far away. It's just right next door. It's right next to concessions.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. At the outdoor show, had to visit it there, too.
Yeah.
Just, you know... Anyway, you know, I went. You know, Craig Compo had that suitor simulation, and
wasn't that fun?
Oh man, that was a blast!
I think I'm gonna look into that for my son's birthday party this summer.
Now let's look at some of the event participants here. You know, I go right to the food, Alaska Cupcakes. I mean, right there.
They
make incredible cupcakes.
They do. So my business partner Haley was one of the original founders of A&K Cupcakes.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she started working with me and we ended up buying KO, they sold the company to they sold to Haley's sister-in-law and then she sold to the current owner, but all the cupcakes are the same and they're still wonderfully delicious. And so I'm a big fan.
Okay. Then then right after that, you have Alaska Dips.
Yeah, also delicious.
I know it. And then, you know, it was still on the food item. You have the fudge pot.
Mm-hmm.
Fairbanks, why am I always going right beeline to the food?
I got to tell you about the dips real fast, because for Easter, I made, he sells a toasted coconut dip mix.
Mm-hmm.
And for Easter, I mixed it with cream cheese and Cool Whip and put it in an Oreo pie crust and then topped it with strawberries. It was to die for.
You're so wicked.
You look at me like you don't believe it.
No, I'm looking like you're a very wicked individual saying that to me, and I don't have any of that here. And you just gave me that description, really?
Well, it's a good thing I'm giving you a show this weekend where you can buy the toasted coconut dip mix, because you should. It's amazing. If you like coconut, it is so good.
I'm still going to give away the five tickets and not keep one for myself.
Okay.
Fairbanks, we're at 458-TALK, 458-8255. If you call until we give these away, you get a free ticket. Now, also, here's another one for you. One of my favorite stores is the Roaming Root.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it wonderful?
Oh.
I love her store because it's like a little collection of so many of my vendors.
Yeah.
She carries so many products from different vendors so that when some of these vendors like Fox sauce, they aren't going to be here this weekend. They were at the outdoor show, but their barbecue sauce is so good.
Yes, it is.
And
And that's where I've bought it at her place.
Exactly, because they're not local. They're down in Wasilla, so you can't buy it. I mean, they don't only come up every so often for shows, so it's awesome that you can buy it at her store anytime.
And you also have Renewal by Anderson. Hey, you know, I've got a couple windows to replace, so I'm going to be talking with them.
Good.
You know, simple as that. So, you know, male, female, young, old, guess what? Home improvement.
Yep.
You know, David, I am not the tool man Taylor. That's why I hire professionals to do it. And then you got Terry's Vintage Boutique.
Yep. There's several boutiques that I'm pretty excited to check out. She's a new vendor, so I'm excited to see what she carries. And this is definitely a fun shopping event for the ladies because there's a lot of clothes that you can't find in town locally. There's some of these boutiques are local, some are online, some are like the Rustic Moose Boutique. She comes up from Copper Center. She's got really cute stuff. We've got, you know, Anchorage vendors that come up and...
But let's go back to the food.
Okay.
Marlowe's Bakery.
Oh my goodness. Somebody brought me a strawberry rhubarb, like little crisp thing from her at the home show.
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow. It was so good.
Now, you're going to love this one since we've been on this uniquely calorie infested food fest. F&H Fitness.
Yeah. See?
Burn it off.
Exactly.
They're going to be there. And Essential Body Wear. Oh, yeah. The Alaska Bra Lady.
Yeah. There's also another one. I've got two bra-related vendors. The other one, I love. Their business name is the Bestie Chesties or the Chesty Besties.
The name makes sense.
I love it. Yeah. I don't remember which way it is, but I love it. I think it's so fun.
What is See Me Designs Alaska?
She has, like... earrings and cups, like she makes it, like the vinyl presses and the heat presses and stuff like that. She makes just fun little gift type items.
Okay. Now, you know, Fairbanks, what I'm finding so interesting here is Courtney knows these vendors not just professionally but very personally. You know, so basically they're, you know, old home week for you. Seeing people that have been a vendor of yours for multiple times.
Yeah, it's fun. It's like a reunion every show because we only have a couple a year. Like these vendors don't do the home show and the outdoor show. Some of them do. Mm-hmm. Some vendors like the dips and the you know, bed sheets and pillows and stuff. They do all the shows, so I do get to see them often. But a lot of the Women's Affair vendors I only see at the Women's Affair and the Holiday Marketplace. So it's a fun little reunion every 6 months.
Yeah, and then you have a very unique one here. The where was that one at? Hold on a second here. Interior Alaska Center for Nonviolent Living.
Yep.
You have some personal help aspects in there too.
Yep.
And what is Make a Moose Alaska?
Oh, they're the ones. It's like Build-A-Bear, but okay. Make a Moose. They have the stuffed animal skins that the kids pick out which skin they want, and then they have the fluff machine that's fluffing it all, you know, like tossing the fluff around it. They fill the skin that the kid picked out, and they build their own stuffed animal.
Now, here's a very sadly but seriously important one. Ladies First Cancer Services.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so many cancers that associate with a woman's body that I will never, you know, that are more...
Yep.
Prevalent for you. And it's good that you recognize and you have someone there. Hey, guess what? We're here for you.
Yep.
And here's a service.
Yeah.
And talk with them.
And we have several directed at women's health coming to the show. We've got Breast Cancer Detection Center, and we've got the FMH has a couple of different departments that will have booths this weekend. And then obviously the one you just listed. So definitely a lot of health awareness type information will be there this weekend too.
What is Swoop?
That's a new one. I'm not actually sure. I haven't.
Something you don't know?
I do have the information right here in my bag that would tell us exactly what it is.
Are the bag ladies going to be there?
Nope. They just do the holiday marketplace.
Okay.
I do love them, though.
Yeah. Okay. And also, you're going to have a couple nice aspects here. The Interior Gas Utility. Mm-hmm. Good public information.
Yep.
They get about 250 to 300 new hookups every year now. They're coming
growing.
Into their own. Yeah, they're coming into their own. And they have a very good out service that they give for people. You'll see a couple fine people down there with them through the weekend. And they're there for public information and to tell you about hooking up and the costs.
Yep.
And stuff like that. So what is Bag and Bogey?
She's got bags. She's got purses and tote bags and stuff like that.
And Crazy Creations, something similar?
She has hand-sewn items, I believe it is, and that's a fundraiser booth. She is raising funds for a service animal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we always try and donate. We have nonprofit rates so that we can always get nonprofits in at a cheaper rate than the normal booth. But then we also try and donate a handful of booths every year to different organizations. So like NAMI.
Yeah. You have Relay for Life.
Yeah, Relay for Life. Yeah. So we always try and get a couple in there at no cost as well.
So, okay. Now, here's a good one. You have both Raven Moon Studios and Sun Dog Studio. Okay.
Yes.
What type of studios?
So Raven Moon is an artist. She's pretty widely known around Alaska, too. She's got really unique and awesome artwork. And then Sun Dog Studios, I believe, and forgive me to the owner if I'm not correct on this, but I think she's got like housewares, printed mugs and cups and home decor type stuff.
You know, it's very easy. Fairbanks, come to this event and find out for yourself.
Yes.
There you go.
I try and keep all the vendors as straight as I can, but we have 151. So if I confuse a couple, I apologize.
What is Nikki's Nest?
She, oh my gosh, I love Nikki. She's one of my favorites. She is got homemade like lip balms, and she's got, she loves chickens. And so she offers chicken sitting. She makes chicken tutus. She's a local artist. She's got Down syndrome. She does wonderful work. She makes soaps. The chicken tutus I just love. And she makes chicken saddles. And she makes chicken treats where she rolls popsicle sticks in maybe peanut butter or something sticky. And then she rolls that in birdseed. And she's just...
That's gourmet for the chicken.
She's one of the most fun vendors.
You know, I've never gone by a Pampered Chef location yet where I haven't looked at the magazine or bought something.
I love Pampered Chef.
They're like legal enablers.
One of my favorite kitchen tools that I use all the time is Pampered Chef, and it was like $13. And it seriously is one of my most used kitchen tools.
What is it?
It's a veggie grater. So it looks like a cheese grater, but it's plastic and the holes are way bigger. But I make zucchini pasta with it. I grate cheese with it because it makes big, huge chunks of cheese. Like, I just love it.
Wow. Now, what is Loft 49 Boutique?
Another clothing boutique.
Loft with 49, that's 49th State Boutique. Okay.
Yeah.
What sort of good stuff, or just shirts, ensembles?
Yep. Yeah. Shirts and sweaters. And I think she had a couple pairs of shoes at the holiday marketplace, but she had hats. I don't know. That might have been seasonal. She's got really cute clothes.
Okay. And you have Henna for Lovers.
She has jewelry, and she does the get your name on a grain of rice in a necklace.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that just blows my mind. The ability to write that small to put a name on a piece of rice just doesn't seem possible.
Fairbanks, we are going to take a break for some Fox News, state news, some commercials, the weather. I'm going to leave you with a little bit of bumper music. It's Madonna Holiday 65. I have no idea what it is, but here we go.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
The CDC standing by its recommendation to mask up on planes and public transit.
But after a federal judge ruled the agency did not have the authority to enforce a national mask mandate, travelers now have to navigate a patchwork of state and local mask regulations.
Fox's Jonathan Seri. The Justice Department says it will appeal the ruling if the CDC concludes the mandate remains necessary for public health. Wimbledon bans Russian and Belarusian tennis players from competing in the tournament.
While the French Open will allow players from Russia and Belarus to compete, but as neutral athletes, Wimbledon stands to become the first major tournament to impose such a restriction over Russia's invasion of Ukraine and with support from Belarus. In addition to Russian Daniil Medvedev, world number 8 ranked Andrei Rublev would also miss out.
Fox's Jared Max. The U.S. Tennis Association has not made a decision on banning Russian and Belarusian players from the U.S. Open. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
With weather warming up, the Alaska Department of Transportation has been preparing for construction season with a slate of new or continuing road projects, according to a report in the Fairbanks Daily News Miner. It's another really big season for us, Shara Shocker, DOT Northern Region's pre-construction engineer, said at a recent FAST planning committee meeting. One of the top projects will include overhauling the Cushman Street Bridge from mid-May through September with some carryover into the 2023 season. According to Daniel Tesson, DOT Northern Region's public information officer, a six-week full closure will be planned, but dates have not been finalized yet. A full closure will save an estimated $160,000 and ensure the project is conducted safely. You can also expect a three-week closure starting May 2nd for outbound lanes on the Mitchell Expressway and Cushman Street under the overpass toward North Pole. DOT contractors will be repairing damage to the bridge. Girders on the bridge were damaged in December when a piece of construction equipment struck it. Also expect work at the Steese Expressway Chena River Bridge, the Airport Way, West Improvements, University Avenue work will continue, as will College
Streaming
Road
live
work.
At KFAR660.com.
Large pepperoni pizzas every day, fresh and fast, at Great Alaska Pizza Company for only $10.99. Alaska's best pizza value all day, every day. Large pepperoni pizzas only $10.99. Carry out only.
The Great Alaska Pizza Company.
It's getting to be that time of the year where pipes and septic systems start to freeze up as the frozen ground goes deeper and deeper. Keep this number handy, 888-8265. That's North Star Honey Wagon. They got a big new thaw truck to thaw out even the toughest freeze-ups. North Star Honey Wagon, fast, reliable, affordable. They'll have things flowing right again in no time. And yes, they'll still pump out septic systems as well and even help you maintain them. Save money, save time, save headaches with North Star Honey Wagon from Fairbanks to Salcha. Online at NorthStarHoneyWagon.com.
Don't miss 50-50 Friday on KFAR. Every Friday morning at 9 a.m. sharp, we offer up amazing gift certificates from different local businesses. That's when they go on sale for half price. From incredible food offers to fantastic services, you'll get it for half price every Friday at 9 a.m. So don't miss out on this offer.
This week, it's the Cheesehead Joint. It's comfort food with an attitude. We're talking mac and cheese of every kind, like the Miss Piggy Mac, loaded grilled cheese, or loaded tater tots that are mind-blowing. And you gotta try their cereal milk. Shakes. Tons of flavors, countless combinations. It's the Cheesehead Joint off Murhar Avenue, connected to Good Titrations, where you can even order their food in the Cannabis Cafe. This week, get a $30 certificate for half price. The Cheesehead Joint, this week's 50-50 Friday offer.
This Friday morning at 9 a.m., log on to our website at KFAR660.com. Simply click on the red 50-50 ticket in the upper right-hand corner and get your gift certificate for half price. That's 50-50 Friday at KFAR660.com.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back, and still here with Courtney of KO Productions. She's putting on a women's affair this Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday, and I've got 5 tickets to anyone who calls up, gets a ticket. If you don't call up, guess what? I've got other people who I'll be giving these to, and that's okay, so don't worry. Now, you can't do a show without some good sponsors, and you've got Robinson and Ward for the
wine tasting.
Who's other large ones?
Our main sponsor for the whole weekend is Borealis Med Spa, and they're a wonderful vendor, a wonderful sponsor. Sponsors make all the difference to us, especially the last couple years, just helping with advertising expenses and stuff. But Borealis Med Spa is a great one, and they've got some really great services.
Where are they located?
They are in the, at least assuming nothing's changed in the last 2 years. I feel like COVID, I just feel like I lost 2 years of time.
Yeah.
Like I don't even, but anyway, the last time that I was actually in the office, I had some services before COVID. They were in the building by the hospital on like cowls and.
Yeah, in one of the medical buildings.
Yeah, in one of those medical buildings.
Office medical.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. COVID and everyone's coming out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And just, oh, that's right. This is what I used to do. Or this is what I have to do. Or, oh my goodness, that's right.
You know, yeah.
You know. Your memory's coming back.
Yep.
Your training. Now, which you put on multiple shows through the year.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start out. You know, this is your last show, per se, of this season.
You do
what I classify two shoulder seasons.
Yep.
You do, you know, August, October, November.
Yep.
Then you do February, March, and April.
Yep.
Well, let's start out after the show. What's your first show out of the box in the fall?
The Winter Expo. And that's the last weekend in October, or the 22nd through 24th or something.
Okay.
Whatever that weekend is.
Okay. Near Halloween anyway, or just before Halloween.
Yep, just before Halloween.
And what goes on at the Winter Expo? This everything you can do in the winter, all the winter gears?
Yep. It's
does Craig Campbell have something there?
He sure does.
Craig, that's a shout out to you.
Yep, he does. Hopefully he'll bring the shooting simulator back because that was super fun. But
yeah.
Yep, we have, you know, the snow machines, the campers. Camper Valley always comes back up for that one too. And then visit Anchorage and explore Fairbanks and the railroad and travel ideas like that. And then there's oftentimes like car care, winterizing, there's home heating people and businesses to talk about how to keep your house warm for the winter. And then obviously the usual favorites like the dips and the pillows and the massage
you know,
guns. And
you got to have good treats during the winter.
Absolutely.
You know, you just got to have that. After the Winter Expo, which one do you have next?
Then we have 2 weeks after that one, we go down to Wasilla for the Mat-Su Holiday Marketplace.
Okay.
And then the following weekend, we come back up here for the Fairbanks Holiday Marketplace.
That's a big one.
Yes.
That's the mother of all bazaars.
I feel like it's everybody's favorite. It's my favorite for sure, but I feel like everybody agrees.
It's that one location where I can go and get a lot of my Christmas shopping done.
Yep.
And you're saying to yourself, I'm buying locally.
Yeah.
Something usually made locally.
Yeah. We've got 175 vendors in that show. And typically, I'd say, I mean, I don't have exact figures, but I would say probably 100 of them are local. 70 or so of them are in state. And then maybe 5 are from out of state.
How many people go through that event over the 3 days?
Typically between 65 and 7,500. A good year, I think we hit 8,000.
So 8, basically about 1 out of every 10 people in the Fairbanks North Star Borough within what I call driving distance comes to that event.
Yep. That's a good one. I love it. That event makes me happy.
That's how I'd explain it to vendors. 1 out of 10 Fairbanks will walk through this door.
Yep.
This is why you're paying me the money.
Yep.
And this is why you're going to be selling your vending, your wares here.
Yep.
And I mean, that one has literally everything.
Yep.
I mean, there is no, it's a Christmas theme, yeah, but it's just a whatever you want theme.
Yeah. There are things that they sell, some vendors sell that I never would have known I needed, but I now can't live without.
Such as?
Well, I mean, obviously like the clothes and stuff, there's a lot of unique vendors that make their own apparel and just super fun gift items. But I'm pretty sure I got the Pampered Chef tool that we just discussed there, and I definitely can't live without that.
I have
super dry skin in the winter, and so I have a vendor that sells this like it looks like a little stick of deodorant, but it's like a really thick it's lotion basically, but it's just super thick and it goes on almost like deodorant does, and it just works wonders for my dry skin and I love it. I actually have it on today and it smells really good. And then just stuff like that. Like, I just have gotten hooked. And then it's hard, too, because I get hooked on this stuff and these vendors either retire or, you know, move on. And then it's not like I can just get online and buy it because it's handmade.
They should give you, like, 2 years' notice.
Well, so the one that makes the stuff I was just talking about, she told me at the last show she did that they might retire after. And so I bought the rest of the one that she had. I bought it out because I was like, I'm not running out anytime soon.
Greed is good. So then you go into hibernation for a few months. Excuse me, recovery zone.
Oh, I like hibernation. That sounds nice.
Okay. You come into hibernation, then you can start coming out of hibernation.
Yep. So then it starts picking up again by, you know, February. We're getting amped up for the spring shows. And then we have the home show in March and the Women's Affair and the outdoor show in April. And then we, after this week, then we're kind of off for a little break again. School's out for summer. Pretty excited about it.
Home show I always enjoy. You know, it's and I always, this was his last year, he has a Milwaukee tool. And mm-hmm. I'd always go see my friend David Rinkowski, who I grew up four houses down from me. He lives in Anchorage. And I'd always go see him there. Mm-hmm. And so he's retiring this year, so I won't see David. But he has some very good people in there. He has some very good vendors
yes.
in there. And one that I saw in there in Alaska, we have unique ground here. And here was a gentleman with a company, and he goes out and re-levels houses for you.
Was that Thompson Leveling?
Yep.
Yeah.
And just great guy, great talking to him. And, you know, when you need someone like that, where do you find him?
Yep.
And there he was. Give me five of your cards.
Yeah. And if anybody listening needs any of that kind of specialty services and doesn't know where to find it, our website, fairbanksevents.com, has a full vendor list from every show. So you could go to the home show page and scroll down to where it says participating businesses and have all the vendors that were there if you didn't make it to the event. You got a full list right there if you want to reach out to them.
Then you roll into the outdoor show or you're starting to tempt us.
Mm-hmm.
There's snow on the ground, not too cold. You walk out, you're walking in from the parking lot and you're seeing all these RVs and some equipment out there and a couple vendors and you're starting to get us into the mood for breakup and summer.
Yep.
The addiction is growing.
Yeah.
Then you walk in and you have everything in the world for the outdoors in Fairbanks or the state of Alaska.
Yep.
You have events. You have public services. I mean, you got people from Fairbanks North Star Borough, the BLM, insurance. I mean, you have everyone there.
Yeah, I mean, it was a one-stop shop. You could buy a camper and finance it on the spot. We had several different banks and credit unions on site, and yeah.
Matt McKinley was there, one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Yeah, there. And again, interior gas utility was there.
Yep.
Carl was there. Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yes, he is.
And boy, but then at the very back was you. David, get out here.
Never.
Where's my $10?
Never.
No. And you had the beer location that was in the front.
Yeah, and that was really fun because it was right up there with all the toys.
The cookies, yeah.
Well, yeah, but like the play area. So the Carlson Center now has that play area.
Yeah.
And during that show, they left all the play equipment out so that people going up there for concessions in the beer garden, the kids could play. And
I saw a lot of grandparents there watching kids.
Yeah.
I really having a beer watching kids. Oh, yeah, you're good. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was perfect. I think, and don't quote me on this because it's up to the Carlson Center whether or not they want to have it open, but I think the play area will be open again this weekend, but it will be separate from the beer garden because the beer garden is going to be over by concessions, and concessions are going to be in the North Star room, the side room where they normally are. The only reason we move it for the outdoor show is because the North Star room and the Pioneer room is the gun show at the outdoor show. So for this weekend, concessions will be back to their normal location.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We have a phone call first. Good morning, and your name is?
Mary.
Mary, you get one or two tickets. How many do you want to the Women's Affair?
Two, please.
Okay, and come by the station here. These will be under the KFAR. There's two tickets here for you.
Wonderful.
And what is your favorite portion of the Women's Affair?
Oh, seeing all the things that you don't normally see in town. All the vendors that come in one place.
Do you have a favorite?
Oh.
There's a lot. I know.
That's an overwhelming question.
No, I can't pick one right now.
Okay. Mary, thank you for the phone call. You have a great day. And there's going to be
two tickets.
You know where we're located here? 529. Yes. Okay. Yes. They'll be up front for you. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Karen.
Karen, how many tickets do you want?
Two, please.
You got two tickets. And tell us your favorite part of the Women's Affair.
I've never been to it before, so it'll be new to me.
Oh, great. Can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
Go early and often. And do you enjoy wine?
Yes. Sure.
They have a very good wine tasting from 6 to 9 p.m. on Friday night. And then since you don't have time to see everything again, they will comp you a ticket for either Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah. These tickets that you're getting are good for Saturday or Sunday. But if you do the wine tasting, you'll also get two more tickets. So then you could give the freebies from today to some friends.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
And Karen, these will be up at the front waiting for you at the KFAR, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Camper Valley RV in Wasilla is coming to Fairbanks at the Carlton Center for the return of the Outdoor Show this weekend, plus the Camper Valley RV Show from April 11th through the 18th. That's 2 weeks for you to check out the latest RVs in person at the Carlton Center. All RVs will be fully prepped and ready for on-site delivery. True four-season outdoor RVs, Prowler, North Trailer, Sport Trek, Torque Toy Haulers, Motorhomes, and more. All at the Carlton Center till the 18th with on-site financing up to 180 months. Don't miss out. Call Camper Valley RV, 907-376-8100.
See your world in perfect focus. Every task and moment in your life. Keep your miraculous eyes in perfect health. Meet optometrist Dr. Larry Kuhn for comprehensive eye care with a strong emphasis on medical eye disease and specializing in contact lenses. Dr. Kuhn is part of your team of ophthalmologists, optometrists, and opticians providing complete medical and surgical eye and vision care. The Eye Clinic of Fairbanks, your eye health professionals on Mini Street. Learn more at eyeclinicoffairbanks.com.
Weather brought to you by GCR. Maintaining your correct tire pressure improves safety, fuel economy, and tire life. Drop by the Tire Guys for free tire inflation. GCR Tires and Service, taming the Alaskan road. Van Horn at Cushman.
KFAR Weather.
A blend of clouds and sun today with daytime highs approaching 49. Southerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Lows level off around 22. Tonight, mainly clear skies and quiet. Mainly sunny skies and calm again. Tomorrow, highs level off around 50. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. In the studio here with me is Courtney. She is one of the owners of KO Productions, and they're putting on the Women's Affair this weekend. It is a Friday, Saturday, Sunday event. Friday night, 6 to 9 p.m., Friday night wine tasting. Then they have shopping, appetizers, door prizes, wine, and a weekend pass to come back if you go to the wine tasting. Then Saturday, they're open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tickets are priced adults $5, children 12 and under. They're free.
Yep, for Saturday and Sunday. And then Sunday, free for military or anyone that brings two cans of food for the food bank.
Loads of shopping for local Alaskan businesses. There you go. And goodness. So
my goal for Sunday is to bring in 1,000 pounds of food for the food bank. This has been my goal every show that we have a food drive at. I've never
failed.
I've never met it. The best I've done.
Oh, one thou year, shall not fail.
I know. One year I did get like 867 pounds or something. The outdoor show 2 weeks ago, we got 815 pounds. So I've come close, but I've never actually hit 1,000, and I really want to.
Fairbanks, we have one ticket left. If you want, whoever, if the next person who calls gets the final free pass, and it's to the Saturday and Sunday show. It's a great event. You will enjoy yourself. I guarantee that. You will enjoy yourself. You know, you got so many neat things that are there. I mean, you just do. So tell me about Hemp for Health. Hemp for the health of it.
She's a CBD vendor as well. Mm-hmm. And like we were saying earlier, big fan. I've bought her CBD tincture, and that's what I use when I can't sleep at night.
Okay. And then you have the So Grateful. Yep. S-E-W.
Yep. Hand-sewn items. We've got several vendors with hand-sewn items. This and That AK is Cuspucks, and Wendy's Bags and Creations is, you know, bags and different hand-sewn things. And yeah.
So then you go right to Women's Health, the Tana Valley Clinic OBGYN.
Yep.
So you're right there with health again. And on the other side, what is the Baron Company?
That is jewelry, okay. I believe. Okay. I'm pretty sure.
Now, you know, we're just going to, what's in a name? The Happy Hippie.
Yep. She's got really fun stuff. She's got t-shirts and stickers and mugs and stuff and just really fun, a lot of mermaid type images and stuff. She's got really cute stuff.
And what does the Mad Batter LLC sell? I'm sure it's a food part.
Yeah, I think it's cakes, like cakes and cupcakes and stuff.
Okay. And then you have Whalebone Watercolors.
Yep, she's another popular artist in Alaska. She's got a good following, and she's got really beautiful watercolor artwork.
It would seem like, you know, you're having people sign up Sunday for the next year.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a long, distinguished personal history with them.
Yep.
And they keep coming back. Yep. Because this is successful for them. Excuse me. Boy. Now, what is Crazy Creations?
She's the one that's the fundraiser for the service animal. She's got the hands-on stuff.
Okay. Okay. And then we have also AW Designs.
Yes, she's more hand-sewn. She's got tote bags and aprons and possibly cuss bucks as well.
And you have Avon calling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the original home delivery beauty supplies.
Yeah.
Avon calling. And you also have a couple other competitors in there for them. So you have Arbonne.
Yep, Arbonne and Mary Kay and Niora. We've got a couple of beauty products like that.
What is doTERRA?
Essential oils.
Okay. And Doxy's the Danes?
She's got dog-related items. She's got dog treats and cute little T-shirts, and she's got fun stuff if you're a dog lover.
Durham School Services.
Hiring bus drivers. We all know we need them.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And then you also have Fairbanks Daily News Miner will be down there.
Yep.
What the heck? And the Fairbanks Wellness Coalition.
Yep.
Now, what is Far North?
Tinctures?
Yeah. I didn't know how to pronounce
it. More of the essential oil type stuff. That's more handmade. That's a local company, whereas doTERRA is a national company.
Now you have one of my favorites. Moose Tard.
Mm-hmm. One of mine too. So many of her things I love.
You know, you walk in there, and next thing you know, your bag is full of mm-hmm. mustards of different styles.
Yep. Have you had the basil teriyaki?
Why did you bring that up?
It's like, I think it's called Baronade. Oh my gosh, it's so good.
Basil teriyaki.
Yeah, it's like I think it's called Baronade. So good. It's a little bottle of teriyaki, and it's got like a teal label on it. It's amazing.
You're killing me.
Have you had the Mosquito Mama's oil and vinegar?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
So good.
And, you know, Northern Freeze.
I don't remember what that one was. Maybe freeze dried. I think it might be freeze dried candy.
Okay. Okay, what the heck? Here's one that it's at every woman's affair. Frontier Outfitters.
Prospector.
Yeah. Prospector and Prospector Outfitters.
Yes.
And Prospector Plumbing.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, guess what?
Hey, I mean,
51% of the population is female.
Right.
There's a lot of single women out there with homes.
Yep.
Guess what?
Yep. Let's be real.
The poop lines break.
Which one is going to call a plumber? Which one is going to say, I can figure it out myself?
I'm calling a plumber. I'm calling a plumber.
Yes, ditto.
But you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
So basically, for you handymen, this is a target-rich environment.
Yeah.
You know, oh, yeah, you're not going to have to debate the guy on what to do and how, or how you're fixing that. You're hired.
We actually just had, unfortunately, they just had to cancel yesterday, but Repairing Alaska has always done this show over the home show because he said he gets such great leads from it because it's the women that are the ones wanting to make the little repairs to the house.
Yeah.
He had to cancel because of an office flood or something, like some unfortunate reason they weren't able to be there, but they love this show for that.
You know, there's the small contractor, the handyman style. There's not enough of them. There's not enough of them.
Yep, and that's exactly what they are. They used to be Ace Handyman Services. Now they're Repairing Alaska.
Yeah. And then you have the Sipping Streams Tea Company. That's a very good one.
Yes.
Scentsy.
Yep. Smell goods.
Okay.
Like the wax, like the little heating pots that heat up wax and smell good.
Ah, yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, okay. I can do that. Now, Marlowe's Bakery. What do they do?
That's the one that I got the strawberry rhubarb crisp thing from.
That's the one you're telling me I have to go.
Yes. And Haley likes their, I think it's a chocolate croissant that Haley likes from there.
Now, here's one that is quite appropriate. Goddess Hour.
Yeah, she's a new one. I'm excited to see that one.
What's in a name? We're the Goddess Hour Company. You will treat us as such. Okay.
I love some of the names these vendors come up with. There's a couple down in Wasilla. Unfortunately, they're not at the show this weekend, but one is a stained glass artist, and it's called Pain in the Glass. And then one makes skincare products out of birch sap, and it's Resting Birch Face.
Some of the barbecue names that we come up with, you know, it's what's in a name, a little bit of moxie, a little bit of attitude, you know, a little bit of okay, make you think.
Yep.
Oh, goodness. And like the Rustic Moose Boutique.
Yes. She's the one who's from Copper Center, and she's got really cute stuff. I'm excited to shop from her again. I usually buy something every time she's up here.
You know, I can tell you enjoy what you do.
I love it.
Yeah.
Best job ever. Wouldn't trade it for anything. Even when it gets stressful, at the end of the day, it's still best job ever.
This is the end of your first shoulder season.
Yep.
You've done the home show, the outdoor show, now the women's affair. Then you go into rest recovery mode for about, I'm going to guesstimate, 3 days. And then, boom, back in the saddle, start afresh.
Yep. Then we start focusing on the fall shows.
If someone wants to become a vendor at one of your events, how do they get in touch with you? Is there a website?
Yep, fairbanksevents.com.
That's pretty basic.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a hard one because you have to clarify Fairbanks Events with an S.
Yeah.
.com. But otherwise, yeah, it's easy to remember.
Well, we got about 30 seconds. How do you want to end it?
I just hope everybody comes down this weekend and checks it out. Guys, girls, everyone.
Fairbanks, that is our show for today. I will be gone on Friday, but I have Kelly Chewbacca. She's going to be in the studio here, and she'll be interviewed, and you can listen to her. Then next Monday, I'll be back, and I've got a good arrangement for shows for you next week. You have a great day. Courtney, thank you so much. Greatly appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you so much.
And Fairbanks, get to the Women's Affair this weekend. You're just going to enjoy yourself. I guarantee it. Fairbanks, I'll see you on Monday.